getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, greetings once again, ladies and gentlemen. The time has come for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week. Another hour of spinning polka records here on the show. Glad you're able to join us once again. As we get things rolling, I got a stack of records and a couple of turntables. I probably need to get to work and roll some of this for you. I think we got a good batch of records this week. I say that every week because it's always a good batch of records, isn't it? No one's ever told me any different anyway. Let's get things started. How about some kazoos to get the show started, huh? How about the Lala Kazoo Polka, Don Jodlowski's Vibra Sounds? And it's the Lala Kazoo Polka, and they call it that because there's kazoos for real in this one. There were actual kazoos. How many kazoos? That's not like an army of kazoo players in that one. That's the Lala Kazoo Polka. That's Don Jodlowski's Vibra Sounds, getting us rolling with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us. We call it that because it's old-time music and they're all oldies because it's all records. And they, they haven't made, they're doing it again. They're making records again. I don't know if you can actually get any new polka records on vinyl. I know that, like, when a new release comes out by Taylor Swifty Pants or one of those, you can get in downloads and CDs and vinyl and all that. I wonder if anybody in the polka music business is cranking out the vinyl again. Maybe. I don't know. I'll have to research that. Now I'm curious. I've never bothered to look, but now I'm curious. But anyway, we play all records on the show. Some of these they go back into the 40s every now and then. And some of them right up into the 80s. So we'll see how it goes. This one's definitely a record. I have Happy Louie and his polka band, and this is the Good Luck Polka.
The way to make a toast.
Cheer, cheer, cheer.
Everybody swing.
La, 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 la.
coast. Na zdrowie, here's good luck to you. Ja, salut, that's the way to make a toast. Ah, salut, here's good luck to you. The way to make a toast. Skål, 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 and here's good luck to you. Prost, 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 that's the way to make a toast. Prost, 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 and here's good luck to you. To you.
There you go. Good luck, Polka. Happy Louie and his Polka band on Tim Zumpa Hour. Spinning the Polka records. Hope you're having a great week so far. And, hey, good week here. Decent weather. Only one day of shoveling and snow blowing this week, which is quite an improvement over last week. Sun's been shining. Beautiful blue skies. White snow. The kind of weather that makes you go outside and squint a lot. But if you're old enough to remember, it's what I like to call a Kodachrome kind of day. You know, the crisp, bright colors of a Kodachrome slide. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Now, every now and then in the world of polka music, a polka band or a polka musician will take a popular song, like a rock and roll song even, or a popular standard hit or something, and change it from what you normally think it's going to sound like and make it into a polka. And this is an example of that. Walt Sisolak and the Musical Ambassadors. And you might remember Ricky Nelson doing this back in the 50s. This is the Hello, Mary Lou Polka.
Never part, so hello, Mary Lou. I saw your lips, I heard your voice. Believe me, I just had no choice. My horses couldn't make me stay away. I thought about a moonlit night, arms around you, good and tight. That's all I had to see for me to say. Hey, hey, hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart, sweet Mary Lou. I'm so in love with you. I do, Mary Lou. We never part, so hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart.
There you go. See, now, did you see little Ricky Nelson in your mind when you sang that? No, probably not, because you probably never polka'd to the Ricky Nelson record. Walt Sisolak and his musical ambassadors, the Hello Mary Lou Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Got one coming up here in a little bit you don't hear very often. Norby Baker and his music makers standing by after we talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and cordially and officially invite you to at least take a look at their website. Because I know you might be a long, long way away. You could be thousands of miles away. You know, with the internet, you could be listening to this thing thousands and thousands. You could be on the other side of the world. You could be in New Zealand. Which reminds me, what did you do with Old Zealand? Anyway, but hey, you can check them out online no matter where you are. worldofaccordions.org. Arg. Arg. That's what you say if you're a pirate. Arg, matey. Anyway, they have over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display there. They have a beautiful music hall. They have, I think it's the world's only accordion and technician repair school. They have a gift shop with neat musical gifts, not just accordion or old-time music related, but for all kinds of musicians, all kinds of fun stuff there. And, of course, they always have a lot of activities during the nice weather. Nobody is outside having a jam session in Superior, Wisconsin right now. I promise you that. But they do that sort of thing. So maybe you want to make it a travel destination for yourself this coming season. Or whatever. Check them out online. The very least you could do. worldofaccordions.org is where you find them. All right, I promised you this one. Norby Baker and his music makers. This is the question and answer polka. Thank you. All right, there you go. Norby Baker and his music makers. That's what, I got confused with the musical ambassadors for just a moment there. Anyway, that's the question and answer. Polka, they're on Old Time Jamboree Records. And it says here, that is in LaGrange, Illinois. Whether or not they're still there, I couldn't tell you. But it's kind of a cool-looking record label anyway. Norby Baker, the Music Makers, and the Question and Answer Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us this week. Hey, don't forget, too, you can always get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. And in this modern world, today there are many ways, in addition to Morse code, you can text or leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. If you have a request or a dedication, you'd like to hear a certain band, maybe. Because it takes a long time to work my way through all the records here in the Oompa Hour Library. In fact, we're, what, 5-6 years into doing this now, and I'm still pretty sure there are records that have not made it onto the show yet. So there might be a band lurking here that you'd like to hear from, that you remember hearing back in the day, and you'd like to hear them again. Let us know about it. You can also send an email to oompahour@aol.com. And also on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of that gets you here, all right? Let's do the Ample Airs. Here's the Lollipop Polka. There you go, doing the old Lollipop Polka there. Now, I don't know if that's just a plain old lollipop or if that's like a Tootsie Pop, you know. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop? The owl will figure it out. I read years ago somebody had built, a college somewhere had built a machine that that they could use to figure out how many licks it actually took to get to the center of a lollipop thing. And it's like a lot of them. I don't remember what the answer was. But do you remember, now this is going to be weird, and now, as long as we're talking about lollipops, and now I'm thinking that, you know, as a little kid, I probably didn't know the difference. When I was a little kid, and my parents would take me to see Dr. Polky, who was our dentist, he would give me a sucker afterwards, a lollipop. And at the time, I never really thought much about it, but as I got older, and we had switched dentists by then, but I thought, you know, I remember when I was a little kid, he'd give me a lollipop. Well, that's sugar! What's he trying to give us, cavities? And then, you know, thinking back, I'm thinking maybe they were sugar-free suckers. Were sugar-free suckers invented in the 50s? I don't know. But it's just, it's the things you think about, you know? All right, let's go to the great state of Texas today. with Jimmy Broche and the Happy Country Boys doing their version of the Mickey Mouse Polka.
M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. That spells Mickey Mouse. The drinks are on the house. M-I-C-K-Y-M-O-U-S-C. C-A-S-P-R-G-H-O-S-T. C-A-S-P-R-G-H-O-S-T. Casper the friendly ghost, we think that he's the most. C-A-S-P-R-G-H-O-S-T. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N. Batman and Robin too, they'll do your best for you. B-A-T-M-A-N-R-O-V-I-N.
All right, there you go. A lot of people recorded the Mickey Mouse Polka. Even a lot of different variations on the song, different lyrics and stuff. Anyway, Jimmy Broche and the Happy Country Boys on Guide Records out of Texas. I don't have a lot of Texas records. I always wish we had more Texas records, but somehow up here in good old northern Minnesota, a lot of Texas records didn't make it up this far, you know? Because, you know, I think about it, most of these old-time records, polka records, I play a lot of 45s on this show, if you remember 45s. Because it was inexpensive for a band to make 45s, of course, compared to an album. And they usually sold them right in their own area, in their own town, in their own region, and at their gigs and whatnot. So a lot of the records stayed very regional. And I have tried over the years, as we travel around and I go to secondhand stores and thrift stores and old radio stations where they got junk stashed in the back room. And I'm always looking for records. And so that's where I find records that come from, you know, wider areas. You know, some of them had better distribution and stuff. I remember going into Don Leary's record store in St. Anthony Village Shopping Center down by Northeast Minneapolis there. And he always had a pretty good selection of old-time records from around. But hard to get. It's, you know, it's been taking a lot of years to accumulate a good cross-section, a good variety of old-time records. Now, here's one. Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. I think we played them last week, actually. But we're playing them this week, too. Why not? I got the Cracker Jack Polka. And don't forget, we always have a waltz in the show. It's been a long time since we played a German-style waltz in the show. And we have one coming up from Whoopi John for waltz time later in the show. So stand by. But right now, Lawrence Dukow and the Red Raven Orchestra. Here's the Cracker Jack Polka.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it there. Cracker Jack Polka, Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Hey, glad you're with us for another week. I probably said that already, but hey, I can't say it enough because I'm glad you're listening, man. Makes the if you weren't listening, I could still listen to the records, but I wouldn't do all this talking in between. You know what I mean? So it's a good thing you're here. Let's do Johnny Bamba and the orchestra. Follow along with. Here's the Clap Your Hands Polka. Aren't you clapping your hands, stamping your feet, annoying the neighbors like you're supposed to be doing? Every time the Oompa Hour's on, man, you should be dancing around like crazy people. If you're in an apartment building, crank it up, you know? All right, now let's play one of those records that's a little gray around the edges. This one's got a lot of miles on it. And in the back of my mind, something's telling me I have a cleaner copy of this 45. But I'm not really sure about that. And, you know, we're up here in Minnesota doing this show in northern Minnesota like we do every week. And this is known as a land of sky blue waters, which was what the advertising slogan they used for Ham's Beer back in the day. I don't know if they still do. But, yeah, they sang, from the land of sky blue waters, Ham's the beer refreshing, Ham's the beer refreshing. And now you know why I'm not in a band, because I can't sing. But anyway, this is the Babe Wagner Band. And it's the Land of Sky Blue Waters Polka. And this record looks like it has ridden down the rapids of the Land of Sky Blue Waters and maybe gone through a distillery because it's got that good old scratchy 45 sound. They're from New Ulm, Minnesota. And this record was out on Polka Land Records from Sheboygan, Wisconsin. And I just enjoy saying Sheboygan. Anyway, here's the Babe Wagner Band. Thank you. There you go. Babe Wagner Band there, Land of Sky Blue Waters Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, this next record. Sometimes I have a tough time convincing myself that this record belongs on the Oompa Hour. But on the other hand, it's definitely a polka. And it was a very popular record done by Frankie Yankovic. And we are not doing the Frankie Yankovic version. When I was a kid, I got my first record player when I was just a couple years old. And I swiped a lot of my mom's records, which were mostly 78s, actually. She had a few 45s, but a lot of 78s. And my dad used to bring the records from the store all the time. Kind of keep me in 45s. Like I say, I started when I was like 2 years old. And this was one of my all-time favorite records that I played over and over and over and over and over and over again. And it's just, you'll see why that it was a song that would be of great amusement to a kid. And yes, this polka is just as good as the Frankie Yankovic version. And yes, it does have an accordion in it. But this is a pop record version of this song that made it into the top 40 charts in 1958. But this record still to this day, 60 some years later, still cracks me up when I play it. And this is the Mark IV. And you'll remember Frankie Yankovic doing this. And this is called I've Got a Wife.
Close up, wipe your feet off, goodness sake, don't slam the door. Fix the socket, dry the dishes, can't you do a single chore? Hang a picture, set the table, don't drop ashes on the floor. Heat the bottle, change a baby, you don't love me anymore.
He don't love her anymore. There he goes right out the door. He'll be back about 10:30, and then she'll start right in again.
Shade up, wash the windows, wipe the handprints off the door, change the light bulb, scrub the bathtub, pick the toys up from the floor, tape the lamp cord, make some coffee, burn the garbage, oil the door, get the kids and call my mother, you don't love me anymore.
Okay, okay, I'll do it. Yeah, okay. Honey, honey, please, honey. Yeah, I'll do it. Quiet!
He don't love her anymore. There he goes right out the door. He'll be back about 10:30, and then she'll start right in again.
There's the Mark IV, I Got a Wife. You may be used to hearing Mr. Yankovic doing that one. But yeah, I grew up playing that record over and over and over and over when I was a little kid. There's the Mark IV, 1958, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Now, as I mentioned, it's time for a waltz. So those of you that prefer dancing to the slow numbers, this is your big chance. Because I only promise you one waltz in every show. Sometime we get a couple in there. But I promise you one anyway. Oh, look at this. I found another record in the stack here. It's got no label on it. I have no idea what the record is. We'll have to research that one while we're waltzing here. Anyway, we haven't done a German-style waltz in a while. So I pulled out a Whoopi John 45. The Mellow Melody Waltz, Whoopi John Wilfart and his orchestra. Or like we used to say back in the olden days, and now Whoopi John Wilfart and his band will play. That's not even nice. And it says right on the record, with vocals by the trio. So if you're ready, dancers, here's Whoopi John and the band and the Mellow Melody Waltz.
Friends.
Soapy John and his orchestra, the Mellow Melody Waltz, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. What the heck do we got going on next here? Oh, boy, I'm telling you, I think I warned you at the beginning of the show that I had dug out some records that don't seem to get played very often. And here's another one of those, the Scharf Antonuk Orchestra. Yes, I wouldn't kid you about that. This is the Wishing Well Polka.
Jużeś do ślubu ubrana, jużeś do ślubu ubrana. Wychodź mamusiu, kochana. Niech ci się nisko ukłonie, niech ci się nisko ukłonie. Za wychowanie dziękuję. Wychowałaś mnie róży kwiat, wychowałaś mnie róży kwiat. I wysłałaś mnie w obcy świat. Dałaś za góry za wodę, dałeś za góry za wodę. Ukłonić ci się nie mogę.
There you have a Wishing Well Polka there with Scharf Antonuk and the orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show, another one of those groups that you rarely hear from, you know. Okay, let's do Gino and the G-Notes, another one you don't hear very often. Here they are. This is the Why Polka.
Dlaczego oczy spłakane masz? Dlaczego powiedz nie? Nic tobie złego nie robiłem i tylko kocham cię. Czemu twe oczy tak smucą się? Czemu smuci się? Czemu dwie oczy tak smucą się? Czemu smuci się? Gdy będziesz płakać, to będzie źle. Proszę ci, nie płacz, nie. Jesteś na zawsze wybraną już i tylko kocham cię. Czemu dwie oczy tak smucą się? Czemu smuci się? Czemu dwie oczy tak smucą się? Czemu smuci się? We'll be right back.
There you go with Gino and the G-Notes. That's the Why Polka. And you're listening to Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Wherever you happen to be listening to us today, you could be listening at a radio station, on your radio dial. You could be listening on an internet stream, on a podcast, on a download, on like a million different ways you could be listening to the show. So we are glad that out of the literally billions of things out there these days that you could be listening to, that you're sitting there listening to the Oompa Hour. And hopefully you're dancing too, or at least tapping your toe for Pete's sake. Now here's kind of a weird one. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, probably one of the best known polka artists in history. And you know, a lot of people don't pay attention, but probably one of the most known of Slovenian style polka musicians, in case you didn't know that. The Frankie Yankovic is Slovenian style old time music. So it's very weird to find Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks doing Polish Power. Doesn't really add up, but that's what they're going to do on this record. It's Polish Power. It's Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks. Henry Tobias on the vocals, and here we go.
Polish Power, you'll find it so romantic. Polish Power, it drives the public frantic. When a Polish boy and girl begin their kissing, better take a lesson and just stop and listen. Polish Power, they have so many beauties, and they tower above the other cuties. Get yourself a Polish girl, that's my suggestion. You will be so very happy without a question.
Polish Power,
where would we be without it?
Polish Power,
we should know more about it. Anyone who cares to do some history reading soon finds out so many Polish men succeed. So stop with all those silly jokes, no one clever ever pokes fun at Polish Power. All the countries boast about the powers that they've got. That's true of every Englishman and every single Scot. But there is just one nation, finest in creation, whose power is today's sensation. All the countries boast about the powers that they've got. That's true of every Englishman and every single Scot. But there is just one nation, finest in creation, whose power is today's sensation. Polish Power, it really is a blessing.
Polish Power,
there is no need for guessing. Chopin, Paderewski, even Gloria Swanson did far more than any Swede called Olsen and Johnson. So stop with all those silly jokes, no one clever ever pokes fun at Polish Power.
Henry Tobias singing, Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks providing the music there. Polish Power here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Couple of more songs yet to get into the show this week for sure. Maybe three if I shut up long enough. I have Eddie Caruso and the orchestra standing by, so hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kev's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bovee.
All righty, I think we get a couple of more songs into the show this week. Let's see what we can do here. Eddie Crosa and the orchestra. This is the Happy Anniversary Polka. All right, they have Eddie Crosa there with the orchestra. That's the Happy Anniversary Polka. Hey, if you're celebrating an anniversary or something today, happy anniversary to you. And that was kind of officially your song, so I hope you were expecting it. Oh, yeah, let's get another one in here, shall we? I'm trying to look at the clock here. Yeah, I think we could get another record in here easy before we run out of time for this week. Eddie Wojcik's orchestra. And, boy, this record had a... This is embarrassing to admit, but this record had a big had a chunk of gook on it. You know, I never know what it is, you know, if it's like an old booger or a piece of a sandwich or I don't know, but there was some kind of stuff on it. And when I was getting the record ready to play, it was skipping and clicking. And I was like, well, that's not good. And I don't have anything to clean it with. So I licked it and wiped it off with my T-shirt. And she's ready to play now, I'm telling you. Here's Eddie Wojcik's orchestra. It's the Bartender Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour.
Bartender, bartender, he's a jolly scout. He takes your money, gets you drunk, and then he throws you out. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Hey! I know a bartender. He and I are friends. When I ask him for a drink, that's where friendship ends. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Yeah! For the road, he says you had your share. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Hey! They call him Jolly Jack. You buy and buy and buy and buy. He never buys one back. Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Is he a man?
Is he a man?
Is he a mouse?
Is he a mouse?
It's time we had.
It's time we had.
One on the house.
One on the house.
Hey!
Yo, Eddie Wojcik's orchestra and the Bartender Polka. Is he a man or is he a mouse? I don't know. Depends how much free stuff he's going to give you, I guess, huh? That puts a lids on another edition to Tim Zumpa Hour. Remember, you have a request, dedication, comments, whatever. You can always shoot us an email. It's just oompahour@aol.com. That'll get the job done. Other than that, man, it's the close of another week. For those of you counting, show number 305. I just happened to notice that on the trusty show chart here.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by Kebs Records, the World of Accordions Museum, and the International Polka Association. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.